Hi, everyone. Welcome to Bachelapped. I'm Aileen. Oh, shit. This is The Bachelor.
All right, let's redo that.
Okay. Okay, ready? Hi, Aileen.
You're Aileen. You're Aileen.
Wait, can we put this all in here? Okay, ready? Again. Yes. Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Bachelor. I'm Aileen.
And I'm Jordana.
Sorry, guys.
It's week three of The Bachelor.
It's week three.
And there's a lot of shit to talk about. I know you didn't really like this episode. You thought it was boring.
I didn't love this episode, but I made that note right before the rose ceremony, which I thought the rose ceremony was really entertaining.
It definitely was. I actually enjoyed this episode. I had a few general thoughts on it before we get into, like, all the specifics. Is that Ari is slowly getting rid of all the old women.
Yes.
Everyone he eliminated this week is over 30.
Really?
Yes.
That's so
every
funny.
Single person. There were the three oldest girls on the show.
Yeah, he really. Oh, also, did you notice how like Becca called him out on like what we said last week,
right,
about
he
like
wants he someone needs him,
that needs someone, and that's why he likes mom. She literally said exactly that, which made me think like since he doesn't like smart girls, she might have to go too.
Yeah, well, Becca might need him. Need him too. She probably needs him to like buy her alcohol and like take her to the prom. Speaking of which. So they haven't shown Becca's age at all. She's the only one who they don't put
Becca,
an age next to.
We're talking Becca with the short hair.
Becca K.
Becca
with the short hair.
I did that unintentionally.
Yeah, so they haven't showed her age, which, I mean, if you Google it online, she's 22.
Yeah.
Which is probably why Ari loves her, because he loves the sorority girls.
Right. And he likes daughters.
Right. And she's a nanny.
Yeah.
The whole thing makes sense, although I don't, like, see it physically. I don't feel like they, like, look like they would date
right
each other.
The reason why I didn't really love this episode, I mean, I really liked the wrestling because it was just so absurd, and I liked the rose ceremony, but everything before then, between, I mean, was kind of just, you know, Ari's, like, the least interesting human alive. He doesn't say anything of substance. Again, yeah. That's probably why he likes all the dumb bitches, because he can't have a conversation with a smart person.
Yeah, he's all his conversations are like extremely generic. He hasn't said one funny or interesting thing. Although maybe they edit that. I mean, supposedly, remember on Caitlyn's season, she was like so funny. Everyone right. was like, oh, Caitlyn, she's hysterical. Like, the she never said one person. Funny thing
no,
the entire
like,
time.
Tell me a joke, Caitlyn. But yeah, okay, so let's go through the episode. So the first, speaking of glow or glob. As they say it. Wait, so Jordani, GLOW stands for, I know you asked before, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. And that's just like Alison Brie show. So when
Alison Brie?
Yeah, the show on Netflix.
It's called GLOW?
GLOW.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
It has like all that neon that, like, now advertising.
I thought you were talking about the part in How to Be Single where Alison Brie has a meltdown.
No,
because that also reminded me of this
on
episode.
A Netflix show.
Do you remember
and
that
she
part?
She was nominated for it. What? No.
Okay, so she's like in the bookstore and she's reading books to kids, and then she actually does. There was the funniest part of the whole movie, which wasn't that funny, but this was a really. And she's like, she's reading to the kids, and she's really frustrated because she's dating, and she keeps like either getting dumped or whatever. It's not working out, and she goes on this crazy rant about like Rapunzel, and then like saying how
I literally have no memory.
Women are expected. guys want women to have no hair anywhere, but lots and lots of hair on their head. And then she starts like taking out her extensions and having a mental breakdown. So I thought that's what you were referring to.
No, she has her own show, and that's what this is based on. And it's that show is based on the actual like wrestling of like. These women, that's what the women on the show
got
were
it.
From. But it was really funny because when Chris Harrison's like, guys, welcome, like, from, like, GLOW or whatever, I thought everyone was, like, really excited. I thought Alison Brie was going to come out, but there's like, these old bitches who were, like, we're so
being really
mean.
Yeah, I feel like wrestling does have a lot of, like, trash talk.
Trash talk.
It does,
oh, yeah?
Like, not to
Is
sound, like,
cool kids
like
are saying? Yeah.
Like, they were very, I mean, a lot of the girls, like, did not get that. I don't understand how all these women who, like, are cannot handle stress at all thought it would be a good idea to come on the show.
Right. No, I know. That was, but it was really funny. Like, oh, Bibiana, your mom couldn't spell.
How do you spell Bibiana?
Okay, it's Bibiana.
Right, that's how
I
she spells it.
I also have a girl crush on Bibiana.
It's more like your mom can't smell. It's not your mom can't spell. It's like, why did your mom give you that name?
Right.
It's weird.
I just thought it was, I felt really uncomfortable when those women were yelling at them. Like, I understood their, like, discomfort with that situation.
It was just like an awkward date choice.
And also I really felt uncomfortable when some of the women were really getting into it. Like Becca, when she's like had this like straight face and
it was creepy.
It's acting, girls.
Right. Yeah. Okay, when Crystal was like fake, like slamming the girl into the floor over and over again.
Sort of like a Russian prostitute, by the way. They showed her like putting her arm like on another person's shoulder, like as if she just like smoked heroin. Do you smoke heroin? No, you like shoot it up.
Yeah.
You smoke crack. Right. Okay. Anyway, so she looks like a baby prostitute, but then Crystal was throwing her against the floor.
Yeah, but like really intensely, and it got me thinking. Like Crystal's kind of like that, like girlfriend or wife who's like kind of quiet and goes with everything, and then one day just snaps and like stabs her husband 100 times.
Yeah, I'm waiting for her to snap. She looks like she will snap.
She definitely will snap when she like stops getting the attention that she thinks she deserves.
When she stops getting the attention, or maybe like starts to have like an internal conflict that maybe she doesn't love Ari.
No, I don't think her thoughts are that deep.
You don't?
No.
Not that deep, but like, that could be a superficial thought.
She's the kind of girl.
I don't really like him.
No, she has like daddy issues. She's going to like any guy that gives her attention.
Okay.
Sorry, okay. Crystal.
Sorry, Crystal.
Crystal's already in love. I got the furthest relationship with him in the house.
She was really funny. She's like, do all of you girls get time with him?
I also, like, really hate the way I don't like this in general when people, like, talk about their struggle. Like, I've been through, like, just to random people who, like, why are you telling this, like, the girl, what's her name, Mikhail?
I don't know any of
them. By the pool?
Yeah.
The girl who owns the Indian restaurant with her mom.
Oh, she doesn't speak.
Yeah, she was, like, talking to her and telling her all about, like, her childhood struggle, and she was, like, not listening. They were, like, by the pool tanning.
Yeah.
And she's like, I've just been through so much, and, like, I'm so much stronger. But it's like, why are you giving your own, like, Oscar acceptance speech?
Right.
No one's listening.
I don't know. They don't edit it. Like, they probably don't edit it.
Yeah, I'm sure, obviously, that she didn't just, like, randomly, like, throw herself into that combo.
Yeah, I've just been through so much.
Not a smoker.
She's turning into a smoker the more I do these.
Yeah.
But it was real. But the girl wrestling thing, it felt weird. I don't know. I also don't believe that Tia, who later we saw was like so falling for him.
Right.
Would ever fall for him. Did you see his outfit? Like with the polka dotted, like.
I didn't notice
the
outfit,
that
but
ironically.
Yeah.
Like, it was just weird. Like, he needs to stop with this bandit shit. The kissing, again, this episode, I was screaming like maybe five
Oh, my
times.
God. Speaking of, okay, that first date, okay. The after date part.
Yeah.
Where, I'm not talking about the one-on-one date. I'm talking about still in the group
date. Yeah, the group date. Yeah.
Right, where Becca's, like, making out with him, and she's, like, basically, it's, like, reminded me
in
of,
that
like,
trailer.
Remember in, like, the junior prom limos when everyone would, like, sit on the guy's lap and just like make out with them.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone who did that. And they're like making out intensely. And
it fits in the size of in his palm. And it's very uncomfortable.
It is weird.
He's going to crush. He's like slurping their mouth.
With her particular, it's like very weird. The rest of them, it's like weird, but this one's kind of gross.
Yeah. Okay. So in my notes, I wrote like Ari's kissing again and again and again. Like I was. He doesn't know where to put his arms also. Like, he puts it again. I'm seeing his formula every single time. He puts it on the side of the girl's face, and then he moves it down to her collarbone. And then his hand is so, like, weird and lanky that then he doesn't know where to put it. And then he, like, crushes the face. He's like, what's that thing from Friends? Michael Flatley, Lord of the Dance. his arms fell about, like, independent
from his body.
Yeah, that's him. I was literally, I make like noises.
Yeah, it's very uncomfortable. Also, I mean, she is 22. He is 36. It's a little predatory. And also, he looks like he's making out with his kid's nanny. Like, it really gives me that vibe.
He's making out with a potential child of his.
Yeah, the whole thing has made me very uncomfortable.
For sure. But I mean, 22 isn't that, like, I mean, it's young, but like, people date people that much older. It's just the way, the aesthetics. Of it, like she looks like
and he has like gray hair,
and yeah, and those hands,
those hands,
disgusting.
All right. And anyway, Becca did get the date rose, and good for her.
Yeah, good for her, Becca. Yeah, I don't really. I usually am able to like sense chemistry from these shows. Like, oh, they have good chemistry; they're gonna make it, whatever.
Right.
Far, but they keep talking about how much chemistry they have, and I don't like really see it. It's Becca and Ari. Like, I don't really, really see their chemistry. Like, it just looks like creepy. Like, it's real creepy.
Right. I think by the chemistry is like they're like playful. And I think that often happens where it's like you're kind of just constantly having a good time, which Ari obviously has never gotten past that stage of just, like, wanting to have a good time. So yeah. The chemistry is, like, she's 22. She's fun. She's got a lot of energy.
Yeah.
She's, like, pretends she, like, knows shit about the world. Like,
right.
Do you know what I mean?
She does pretend to.
Like, what excites you about life? Like, wait 5 years after college. It's going to be, like, taking a fucking nap. Yeah. Like, that's going to be what excites you. She's, like, very young and naive, so it makes sense that he likes, like, her energy.
What's her job?
Which is exciting. She's a nanny.
Oh, right. She's a nanny. But did she go to college?
Yeah, she probably just graduated college, doesn't have a job yet, which is why she's a nanny and is able to go on the show.
She didn't really give up much, like
the
other girls.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, she's got a lot of energy. She doesn't have, like, shit on the line like Annalise, which we'll get to. But, like, you know what I mean? She's here for a good time. That's She really probably doesn't give a shit, which is probably also what draws her to him.
Let's talk about, just quickly, Lauren S.'s really an eventful date.
Yes.
It was real boring, and she also sort of spiraled a tiny bit because
she knew
she spiraled, so that, like, self-awareness was great. She's a social media manager. Someone told me she manages her own account, and that's it.
I'm sure that's what, yeah, like, she's an influencer.
Yeah.
Oh, and he was like, when he was describing her, he's like, Lauren S., she has an amazing job. I'm like, what do you mean?
Right. That's why I was confused.
Right. It's kind of like something if you told your dad's friend what your job was and you were a social media manager, you could probably twist. And he, like, didn't know anything about social media.
Right.
Like, you could twist it to have him in thinking that it's an amazing job.
Right.
It's like what you tell your dad so he still keeps paying your rent.
Yeah. It's Ari's definitely one of those people who says, hey, did you go on Twitter? Did you see that tweet on
Twitter? I just got the Facebook account.
Yeah.
Friend me.
And then you don't, because it's like having a dad on Facebook. I didn't understand, like, why couldn't Ari, lead the conversation in any bit? You know what I mean? In that date.
Yeah. He should have, like...
He didn't ask her
pivoted.
Anything. Like, he didn't really ask her much, and she just, like, he could have just... You know, he could see that she was nervous.
They also didn't have any sort of, like, interview things from him, because they didn't give you his take on the date until he just dumped her.
Right.
But, or even after. He didn't really give any commentary on the whole thing.
I guess they didn't really think it was worth it. You could tell that the date isn't going well based on their editing, because they have a conversation and there's no background music, which makes, like, them want to signal to you that you should feel uncomfortable.
Right.
Like, you should feel like this is a superficial conversation. There's no music, and they're just talking about, like, but if they had put music, I feel like their conversation could have been normal.
Maybe. She got, like, very, she was just not really even saying anything, just speaking. She was like, yeah, like, my family, she's like, yeah, my family, I'll get to them later, like, they're amazing, my friends, they're also amazing, my job is very amazing. It's like,
how old was she?
She's 31.
So that's why he got rid of her.
That's what I'm saying.
She looks vaguely older than 22.
Yeah, it's like The Office ageism episode. She's Creed.
No, Annalise is Creed, right?
Annalise is definitely Creed, yeah.
But yeah, so I knew that she was going to say, like, no, sorry. And then it was so awkward because he kept holding onto the rose and she's like,
yeah,
right.
Like, why did you have to pick it up? Just, like, don't pick it. Like,
sorry, can't have it.
Dangling in front of her head. Like, I have this rose and I can't give it to you. So I'm going to walk you out of
while holding this rose.
You know, oh, yeah. Also, you know how else you knew it was a terrible date? He was eating. They never eat.
Really?
They showed him, like, cutting up his steak and eating it, and they never show them eating ever. It's, like, a big thing that people talk about.
Yeah.
It's bad for the mic. So it must have been terrible for him to have been, like, actually, like, getting into his food in front of him and, like, enjoying his steak.
That's really funny. He's really bad at faking that he likes a person, I think.
That's true.
Like, that.
Which is,
like,
good.
Which is good, but it's also, like, really funny, and I wonder what that is about. Like, you know, not to jump to the rose ceremony and Annalise skate, mm-hmm. but when he was like, yeah, I'm not really ready to kiss you, even though he's kissed every single other person,
right?
And
he just didn't
and then
do
as
it, yeah.
soon as, like, someone, like, interrupted, he was like, okay, peace. And then he was, like, being all flirty with that next girl, like,
and right in front of
front of her. So he really can't.
Ari really follows his penis. They say follow your heart. He definitely follows his penis.
Is,
like, wherever his penis tells him to go, that's where he goes.
Or his, like, fucking hand fingers. Okay, so what was next? The dog date.
Yeah. I don't really understand what they were supposed to, like, put on the dog show.
Here's what I didn't understand either was that, like, at first the dogs seemed well trained, where they were jumping through the things, the hoops, and then they were jumping, and then all of a sudden they have the show and the dogs are, like, suddenly not trained dogs.
Yeah.
It also didn't make sense. Like, with all the children, where did the children come from?
The best part of that whole date was the Annalise breakdown, again, for the second time, second week in a row.
Yeah.
But there they showed the dog and they had the music, like the dog from the flashback and the little girl crying. It was like Black Mirror.
I know. But like, okay, so she said that that dog, this alleged dog, almost bit her eye out. If she didn't have the original, like the bumper car trauma, this could have been like a legitimate fear. Right. But then she just kept talking about all her other fears.
Yeah, it's like if you have that many fears, like don't go on The Bachelor. Right. Have you ever seen the show?
Right. Like they exploit your fears.
Yeah, I think Annalise needs like a serious, she needs like a few therapy sessions. Because one, she decided at 32, being single, that she was going to go on The Bachelor in a last-ditch effort to find love.
Right.
And she has all these, I could see her therapist kind of just like not knowing what else to tell her. I mean, like, why don't you apply for The Bachelor?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then here she is. But like Lauren S., I think they both sensed that he wasn't into them and then just kind of like had... Like imploded.
Right. Well, Annalise sort of exploded.
Yeah.
Like you could see her just like.
The anxiety just popping.
Yeah,
out
like
of her.
She was going insane. Like yeah. An actual spiraling out of control or into, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong. Again, there's nothing wrong with being 32 and single. That's like totally fine. It's just weird if you really want to find love at 32 and single to go on The Bachelor.
Does she have kids?
No.
What is her? What's her job?
Only one of them has kids, and it's Chelsea.
Right. What's her job?
I think she's like in real estate or something. A lot of the girls are in real estate this season. Yeah.
Actually, now I just remember something I thought about Annalise was that you could really sense that besides the fact that she's anxious and scared of everything, and she like lets her anxiety take over, but she's also really not confident at all. She's like, right. Oh yeah, like I think we should go stand over here. No, actually, I think we should stand over here.
Yeah.
You can tell that she's like so not confident, like in anything that she does, and it sort of removed her sex appeal, which.
She's pretty. Yeah,
she's really pretty. Like she could have been like sexy, but she didn't come off sexy in any way because she was just scared.
Right,
of, like the dogs and the bumper cars.
And Ari's not the kind of like I think she's prettier than Becca K.
Right,
but like Ari was not into her because like Becca K has a different attitude.
Right, exactly.
So there's two. Here's the thing. There's too much on the line for Annalise. Right. You can't go on the show if like you care about the outcome.
Right.
And I think she actually did.
She thought care like about, this is how I'm getting married.
Right. And like that's not the move.
Sort of like Claire. Remember Claire from all of the seasons, like Juan Pablo's Claire.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
She went on Bachelor in Paradise and got more desperate.
She was also really pretty,
so
cute,
pretty.
Fun girl.
Yeah.
But like there was too much on the line. Like you need to just be like
she was also like, if it doesn't happen for me now, it's never gonna happen. Which is not the attitude that you need to go through life.
It's not the attitude you want to do on a normal date, let alone on The Bachelor.
Or like on any, like you don't want to be like that on anything, a job interview.
Right.
Like
you can't play with, that's like the one weird piece of advice that I've gotten from Bethany Frankel's book. And she's like, you can't go on a date like if you're gambling with your rent money, you're like never gonna win.
Right.
Like if you're gambling to have fun, like you'll win. If you're going on a date to have fun, like you'll win. If you're going on a date because like you need to lock this down because you need to find
you'll
love,
lose.
You're gonna lose.
You're gonna lose.
Bethany is a great relationship.
Is her book good? Which book is this?
I think it was her first book. I read it like 6 years ago. It was something about like the power of yes, maybe.
That is a different book.
It's like maybe, I don't think it was called that, but it was about like why you should say yes to shit and like.
Okay.
The Yes Man. An autobiography. I don't know. Remember when she had that fight with, different show. All right. I digress.
This is called The New York Housewives, or Housewives of New York, Etchler. Okay. So Rose Ceremony. That was really, really amazing. My favorite cringeworthy moment was when Bibiana set up that romantic thing, and then he kept bringing all of these people there, and he said 5 more minutes to her.
Yeah,
he never says that to anyone.
You're not like they're not like supposed to say that, really. I think they're supposed
to say whatever you want.
I know, but I think they're supposed to just kind of let the girls like duke it out and like not.
Right.
Say that. Who was he with that he really wanted 5 more minutes with?
It was a blonde
girl. Was it like Kendall?
Girl. I truly don't know their names. I can't
the
remember
The blondes
them.
Are hard to distinguish between.
Yeah. I couldn't figure it out.
The thing about Bibiana also is that I think she's so pretty.
So
she just,
pretty.
Every time she speaks, it scares the shit out of me.
I know, but I love it. I have my one girl crush out of all of these people is Bibiana. I don't know. I want her to be like the next Bachelorette.
Like, really?
Yeah, I feel like that would be really entertaining.
There's no way.
She'd be like really intense. She's going to be on Bachelor in Paradise for sure.
Definitely. And she's going to be like scary as shit. I thought they were going to keep her around for a few more episodes because she like starts shit.
Right. But not enough. Now she wasn't really starting shit. She was just crying.
Yeah. And she made that, I don't understand when it says she like made that telescope cabana thing for like, what does that even mean?
Like she set up the date. Like, you know how like they all do special moments for yeah. whatever? Like,
and then someone else and took then, it. No,
he took her, like, yeah. And then he kept bringing girls to that area.
Yeah. Ari is bad at faking it.
He's really, really
bad.
He
doesn't really keep any of the viewers on their toes.
Yeah, it was really, really bad. Hold on.
Who do you think is gonna win if you had to guess right now? You had to pick like.
I'm thinking. Okay, who's left? I mean, a lot of people are left.
Obviously. I would choose Chelsea. If I had to bet.
Yeah, right. Because she's the mom.
She is the mom. She's got a good mix of like that whole like she kind of needs him thing, but is like pretty and like not like like obsessive.
Right. Yeah, I can see Chelsea winning, but I could also see her like going to the end and like not winning. But she goes far.
Final four.
I could see, like, I could almost... Crystal, you don't think Crystal could possibly win?
I think she could get, like, final two.
Final four. I think Tia, I saw him, she might go really far. Who's left? Fred Willard.
Fred Willard is going to be the next Bachelorette.
Yeah, he's going to be the next Bachelorette. I don't know how the fuck they got him
Becca,
on.
Becca, I think, might get final four. I don't know if she'll win.
Yeah, because he's going to be, there's going to be the whole, like, how old are you?
That's, I think, next week. Is
yeah, supposed to be, she's like 20, big. Do you know how old I am?
There's no
like,
virgins this season.
Oh.
They usually throw in a couple people pretending to be a virgin.
Right. I can't figure out, none of the other ones. There might be, like, someone who comes out of, like, the woodwork, or how Pauly D used to say.
They say in the previews, it looks like there's someone's boyfriend comes back, and Ari is devastated. Who's most likely to have, like, secret boyfriend?
Tia.
You think Tia?
Because,
right. Raven would be too. Oh, right. Raven had that boyfriend who.
Yeah, Raven is Tia.
Oh, did you see Nick Vial is dating January Jones?
Oh, my God. Yeah. What is January Jones? I saw that.
What is she thinking?
I don't know. Like, where do they meet?
How old? Like, what's going on?
How did Nick Vial do that? Is she dumb?
Here's what happened. Sarah Hyland is setting a very bad precedent that these people are dateable.
Right.
And then the other celebrities are probably like.
Oh, another pool of people I can, like,
right,
date.
That are, like, semi-famous and, like, I can bring them into the limelight.
Which is kind of insane that, like, The Bachelor is now becoming acceptable. Like, these people are not, like, D-list celebrities. They're, like, dateable celebrities.
And I don't think that's a dangerous road to go down.
I agree.
These actresses should think about what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't, I mean, Wes, I'll say, was the most, like, normal seeming dude mm-hmm. that I would probably want to date out of all of them because he was
Wes?
Like Les Wester.
What's his name?
Wesleyan? Tess?
Was it? It wasn't Wes. Brooke Wells. Wells.
Also known as
Wells. Wes.
Wes is from Fucking Challenge.
Wes? yeah, bachelor, okay. Bachelor experts over here.
For now, Wessler. So yeah, he seemed like the most normal, right? Don't mm-hmm. you think he was like funny, like actually funny? He wasn't like Caitlyn funny. He was like actually sarcastic, and like had good.
Yeah,
commentary.
He was cool.
Yeah, so I get it. I hear Sarah Hunt is kind of like, meh.
She's a little weird.
Like
seeming,
on Instagram, it's too much. I hate this. How cute I am. Check out my like the hipster glasses. Okay, so wait, so we didn't talk about the best part about the okay Bibiana. We didn't talk about Bibiana mm-hmm. Going home because that was a really wait. Is she the one where he was like I hadn't thought about it? No, that was Annalise.
Yeah,
that was fucking hysterical.
Where he just ditches Annalise?
No, where she's like. So, like, we talked about that yesterday, this earlier, and now I'm back, and I really just want to ask you, like, do you mean not now or not ever? And he's like, honestly, I really haven't thought about it. Like, but now that you mention it, like, yeah, this is...
I'd love to get rid of you right now.
I'd love to just end it right now.
I mean, asking for a kiss is bold.
It was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But just do it. Just, like,
fucking... You thought she should have kissed him?
Yeah, just like, well, I don't think...
Sometimes
like,
that backfires.
Here's the thing, like, it wouldn't have happened because she doesn't have enough confidence or, like, maneuvering, sort of in, like, romantic maneuvering in order to
get... She's too awkward to, like, really...
because she's, like, doesn't have any confidence in the scenario. So, like, that's why it never would have happened. He would have turned, like, been like, stop it. I'm not ready yet.
Yeah.
I need to get to know them first. Bullshit. But it was so funny. He was like, I hadn't really thought about it, honestly.
As like, in, like, go away, please.
Yeah, like, this is the end for you. Do you want me to walk you out? And she's like, okay, bye, girls.
Yeah, I don't think Ari has much tolerance for talking to anyone that he doesn't want to have sex with.
Right. He's totally that type of dude.
He can't, like, entertain a conversation with a woman that he's not.
I totally know guys like that, but usually they're really, they're, like,
younger.
Immature. They, like, immature. They just, like, graduated from college. And then when they get older, they sort of see that life is... You can speak to other people.
Right, you can speak to a woman without, like, trying to make out with her. Yeah, like, you think
that she's, like, so hot. Right. But it's really, you're right. It's really, like, very immature.
It's very obvious.
Maybe that's because he, like, was sort of, quote-unquote, famous racer. Like, a sort of...
Right. So he never really... So everyone
was trying to hook up with him because he... Is he rich? Like, I don't get it.
I don't know. It seems like he has a kind of nice apartment house, I guess. It's like in Arizona.
In Arizona. He can't really like...
I'm sure he's not doing that well. He quit the racing game. Now he's in real estate.
Right.
A lot of these girls are in real estate too. They're like real estate executive assistants and shit. Speaking of which, let's play some games.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay. So shoot, BFF, and party with. So you have to pick one girl to shoot, one girl to be your best friend, and one girl to party with.
I like this one.
Crystal, Bibiana, and Annalise.
Okay, I want to be BFFs with Bibiana.
You think she'd have some interesting insight for you?
I would definitely have to just sort of merge Annalise. And I would just party with Crystal.
I have a different view. I think I would be BFF with Annalise.
Yeah.
She could tell me what it's like to be older. I could...
I guess you'd party with
Bibiana. Yeah, I'd party with Bibiana because she definitely, like, goes hard.
I guess I'm closer in age with Annalise.
And I'm getting rid of Crystal because I think she might murder me.
Well, wouldn't it be fun to party with someone where you don't know if they're going to kill you? Like, what's going to happen now? Like, I don't want to get on her bad side. Oops, that's true. Spilled vodka on her shoe.
But I feel like Bibiana, you'd have a similar experience. I want to be... But Bibiana's be more out there.
But don't you feel like you get... It's sort of like the shoot, fuck... What is it, Mary? Shoot, kill, fuck, Mary.
Yeah.
Where, like, if you marry someone, you get to have sex with them anyway. So, like, I'm BFF with Bibiana. I get to go
out. But your relationship isn't about partying, then.
My relationship with Crystal can be about partying. I feel like, then again, I do like a glass of wine and just going to dinner. So maybe that's more up Annalise's game.
I mean, if one of the answers was, like, who do you want to teach you how to use the Pilates reformer? Then definitely Crystal.
Yes. I feel like I would love to go to a class of hers. Yeah. It would be so
funny.
Where
does she live? I want to go find her and take a class.
I don't know. Okay. Would you rather have Becca K be your kid's nanny or Bibiana be your executive assistant? I did notice she's an executive assistant.
She is. I'm trying to...
I guess Becca.
I feel like she's probably a good nanny. She's
probably really good. She seems, like, innocent.
I feel like Bibiana would be, like, talking back to you too much if she was your assistant.
Right.
She'd be like, what are you...
You emailing my man?
Right. She'd give a doctor's appointment. What the fuck are you going to the doctor for?
Beck, the only thing that I would feel worrisome with Becca K is because she's very flirty.
Oh, you think she'd try to, like, take your husband?
And so I feel like she would, like, try to, like, give those, like, hot, like, you know, those... seductive eye, like,
pixie
things.
Sprite,
yeah,
nanny,
like,
thing
at
yeah.
your husband, and I would just,
but she'd be like, but you could, it wouldn't be, it would be like just subtle enough that you couldn't say anything without seeming like a paranoid maniac.
Right Yeah, that's so the only thing her? I would have to, yeah, I would choose. No, I still really want to be friends with Bibiana, so, like, she could be my executive assistant.
So you prefer, now you're preferring,
I think I'm choosing that.
I don't think she'd be a good executive assistant.
You need an older, I just deal with that. You need an older, like, you need, like, a grandma as your nanny.
An old ugly bitch.
Yeah, like, you're, I just need old ugly bitches. Okay.
All right, last question.
Yes, go for it.
What are your thoughts on how old is too old to go on The Bachelor?
I don't, for, to be The Bachelor, to be, like, an contestant.
Either one.
I think older the better.
So you think, like, 45?
Okay, older, like, okay, there's two
categories. Is there an age cap?
I think so. I think there's two categories here. For entertainment purposes, I'd rather them all be young and immature and like, kind of... Like, I want The Bachelor to be older, so, like, he's serious about finding someone. Not everyone is there to, like, get Instagram followers. But you need to throw some young people in there for, like,
right.
entertainment. like the Beccas, but there's some children in there. But like if I was a contestant, I feel like the oldest I would have to be would be like that point in life where it's you're still not too desperate, right?
Right.
Like the not,
well, that number is different for men and women, I guess.
So for women, mm-hmm. since we are women,
yeah.
I think 26.
Yeah.
Because you still have a few years,
right? And you also like you shouldn't be taking 2 months off of work if you're above 26,
right? Correct.
Like you should be far enough in your career where if you took 2 months off, it would be a big fucking deal.
Yeah, and also you would rather not give up your career because you worked so hard for it.
Right. So I'm saying it'd be like much harder to do that. Yeah. 22, like fine, you're a nanny. Oh my god, what are the kids gonna do?
But even if you're not a nanny and you're an executive assistant, right? Like you could still sort of like leave because you haven't really climbed the ladder too far.
Right. Unless I mean you're like Warren Buffett's executive assistant.
Right.
You know, she
true.
Might.
True.
Yeah.
She must be an old lady.
Probably.
Wait, so how old do you think is too old? Like, for what about a dude?
28.
Like, to be a contestant or The Bachelor?
Either, I think. Like, it's the same kind of thing. It's like, no. I don't want to date someone who can take that much time off of 28
work. 28-year-olds, though, like, guys are...
Fine, 30.
Think about the four-year rule. They're 4 years less mature than women at
okay.
that age.
Okay, so then 30, I guess.
Okay, I think 31.
Okay.
If we're all gonna take off work.
Fine. 31.
Right. 31. Is the oldest or the youngest?
That's the perfect age.
It's the sweet spot. I'm excited for next. Wait. So who were our predictions for the next Bachelorette? Didn't you tell me someone is gonna be the next Bachelorette?
Someone. Christina? Oh yeah. Someone wrote in that someone saying Christina should be the next Bachelorette.
What do you think about that? What are your thoughts, Joanna?
I think kind of like Juan Pablo, where I didn't understand him half the time. I don't know if I mean, Christina has a better accent than Juan
right,
Pablo does.
Definitely.
But and I think she's too emotionally unstable.
To be the best. Yes. I don't think I would enjoy watching. I mean, I really liked her, but I don't think I would enjoy watching her. I would enjoy watching Raven if she wasn't dating What's-His-Face.
Yeah.
Right? She would be really,
that's
really
true. Good. I want to bring back. I really wish they would bring back the thing where the next Bachelorette was someone that everyone really wanted, like actually the most eligible woman in America,
like not Ari,
yeah, or the most eligible man in America, like someone who you're just like, that person has everything going for them, like anyone would want to date this person. It's the Bachelor or Bachelorette of America.
How do they leave work? How do they leave work then? I guess they're not, they can make their own hours.
Right, because they're, you know, own their own company. Or
like, are as a royal.
Right, or
that'd
something like
amazing.
That. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I wish that they would do that, because that's really what the show originally was about, and it's a really great premise of, like, competing to be with the most eligible person.
You know what they really need to bring back? Joe Millionaire. Where they lied to them.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
It was
I love that.
So good. I would watch it again. They would be so much better.
That was
now
amazing.
Than it was then.
I bet you they could still like get away with pretending. Actually, maybe not, because like there's too much like press and people who are like looking into this shit
of,
that
like,
if spoilers
Instagram.
Would come out.
Yeah, that's true. Isn't that crazy that they got away with that because there was no Instagram?
I know. I wonder if that was real or like scripted, or they really got away with it.
I don't know. But that's the episode for today. Yeah, so email us, Bachelor, is it The Bachelor?
No, it's Bachelor@Betches.com. That's BETCHELOR @Betches.com. Email us with any inside info you have. We always want to hear some Bachelor secrets, but don't give us spoilers because we'll kill you.
We'll kill you.
And any thoughts you have, please let us know.
And predictions for the next Bachelorette. All right, bye.
Bye.